Chapter 31. The village hall was rebuilt but not finished. Water dripped through the cracks in the incomplete roof and soaked the rafters of the wooden structure. Several lanterns gave them all the illumination they needed, but it was still dim. Inside, Bezog paced back and forth. A dozen villagers dwelled there for now, riding out the storm, still eager to finish their own homes. Their offers of food brought him no comfort. Ben, Garrison, and most importantly Sasha were missing, or perhaps lost. Back and forth he went, hands locked together, thumbs circling one another.
This is my fault.
Dragon, Shum, and Brenwar had been with him when they entered the village just before dark. They'd waited almost an hour for the others to arrive. Every minute of that hour had become more miserable than the previous.
I must go look for her,
Bezog had said.
Something's wrong, I know it.
Dragon's voice had been so reassuring.
They're fine, Bezog. I'm certain they're just waiting out the storm. Probably found shelter somewhere close. They might be here in one of the homes. I'll send one of the villagers out. Do as you wish, Bezog had said. But I'm heading back out. Tell you what,
Dragon had suggested.
Let the three of us go. We'll find them.
No, I insist. I wouldn't feel right not searching for Sasha myself,
Bezog had said.
And my magic can be of assistance.
Dragon had put his hand on Bezog's shoulder and smiled. Nath had a soothing way about him when he wanted to. His voice was convincing, smooth.
You need to be here when she shows up, and we're still out searching, getting our boots full of mud. Things like this always work out that way, trust me.
Bezog had reluctantly agreed over 2 hours ago. He'd been in torment ever since.
I should have gone.
Please, Elven One,
a village man said. He was older, salt and pepper-haired with big brown eyes.
Have some honey tea. It will soothe your worries, I promise.
The man held a mug out to him, his hand shaking a little.
Why do you tremble?
Well, you're a wizard and an elf. We're not so used to that. We fear that if you get too upset, things will explode.
Bezog sighed and took the mug in his hand.
Is it that obvious?
The man nodded. Bezog took a sip. It was good. Soothing, like the man said. He had a seat on a bench and leaned back.
Perhaps I'm overreacting,
he said. The man sat along his side. Another man pulled out a small set of pipes and played. It was upbeat but not fast. The children clapped. The women and men swung arm in arm and danced.
I must admit,
Bezog said,
you people certainly have a way to overcome dreariness. Such a great spirit among you.
He drank the rest of the cup.
Refreshing, actually. We're used to hard times,
the older man said.
Life's filled with the good and the bad. You just have to deal with it. The rainbows will come again. The crops will grow. They always do.
The front door banged open. The room jumped and gasped. A large cloaked figure filled the doorway and stepped inside. A man was in his arms. It was Ben. Bezog jumped to his feet when the figure removed his hood. It was Dragon.
Is he?
Bezog started, but he didn't want to say.
He's wounded, but he lives,
Dragon said, laying him down on the table.
Find something for him to drink.
Ben's face had a nasty gash and there was a large purple knot on his head.
What happened?
Bezog said.
What about Sasha? Did you find her?
Dragon shook his head and held out something in his hand. It was her locket. The chain was snapped.
No!
Bezog slumped to his knees. He punched Dragon in the arm.
What happened?
Two more figures made it inside and shook off the rain. Brenwar and Garrison. Garrison's arm dangled at his side. His face was pale,
and he shivered.
Get him something to drink,
Brenwar ordered. The villagers did so. Someone threw a blanket over the young soldier.
Thank you,
Garrison said, taking the first hot sip, wincing.
My arm hurts. Dragon?
Bezog said.
What is going on? What happened out there? Where is Shum?
I'm here,
Shum said, stepped through the door and closing it behind him.
Anything?
Dragon asked. Shum shook his head.
All the tracks are washed away, assuming there were any.
What do you mean by that?
Bezog demanded, rising to his feet.
Tell him what you told us, Garrison,
Dragon said.
Recount it all again.
Bezog's mind raced.
Maybe the Ettins came back, or the orcs followed. What in the world could it be?
Shivering, Garrison said,
We decided to make for the village, slogged through the rain. I was leading when the horses stammered and screamed.
He winced, adjusted his arm.
Something knocked me from my horse and I landed hard on my shoulder. I couldn't see much in the rain, but I heard Ben scream, Sasha, get behind me. That's when I saw it. It grabbed Ben and flung him like a doll out of sight. It grabbed Sasha.
He swallowed and his eyes watered.
Go ahead, Garrison,
Dragon said.
You're doing well.
He sniffed.
It was horrible. Fanged. Its wings spread out, and it just scooped Sasha up and leaped into the night. I was terrified.
He looked right at Bezog.
I'm sorry. I wanted to help, but I was too slow. And I was scared. That thing's eyes were pure evil.
Sansla Libor did this,
Bezog said, pointing at Shum.
You know it.
We don't know that,
Shum said.
Don't you dare defend him,
Bezog shouted.
He's a murderer. And knowing you and your Romer kin, you probably had some idea he was near. Well, I'm going after her.
He bumped past Shum and slammed the open door.
No thanks to you.
Brenwar wrung out his beard and said,
Nah, that's my kind of elf.
Garrison watched the dragon, elf, and dwarf depart and hissed in relief. He'd fooled them. There'd been a moment when he doubted himself, when Dragon looked at him. His eyes, those golden eyes he swore he saw right through him. But as he'd been taught, it's easy to hide a lie with a layer of truth. He drank his honey tea and closed his eyes. Garrison hadn't lied about one thing. The winged monster had terrified him. He'd rather face the Ettins than face it again. It was evil. And even though he'd known it was coming, had led them right into the trap, he still hadn't been ready for what he'd seen. It wasn't Sansla Libor. It was a winged Dracus.
What they don't know might kill them.
He dabbed a damp cloth on Ben's head. He felt bad for him. For the second time, he'd almost gotten the young man killed. Once by Dragon, again by the monster. Yet Ben still lived.
You're different,
Garrison said.
Lucky and unlucky. But it'll catch up with you sooner or later.
He thought about Bezog, the look on the elven wizard's face when he told them about the winged ape.
Almost made that elf cry. Now, that was a performance.
He checked the figurine in his pocket. It was time he sent word to his master. The last trap was about to be sprung. He just wished he could be there to see it.